Hello, beautiful souls. Welcome. I'm Dhwani and hope you are all doing lovely today, healthy and safe. First of all, I would like to apologize because I haven't been uploading any episodes lately from last, I guess, 3-4 months, right? I don't remember. I am so sorry. Life hasn't been kind lately. I have been going through a lot of changes, a lot of ups and downs, rising and falling, and haven't been able to find really a stable ground to create these healing videos or audios, whatever you call it. And I'm so grateful to this lockdown. Finally, I could find the time and space to really go through the healing that I so very much needed. So let's see. For now, let's tune into Cautious Relationships. Today, I am going to share with you something about this coronavirus pandemic, about how I feel, about what I feel about this whole thing. So, okay, let's see. Now, there is no need to explain the gravity of the effect the coronavirus is having on the world, right? We are bombarded with it day in and day out. I live in India, which has, you know, just a week back closed all schools, restaurants, public places and non-essential businesses for the next 3 weeks, probably. I guess we are self-isolating and practicing social distancing and a full lockdown, house confinement scenario, right? There is no sugarcoating the fact that these are scary times. But amidst the fear and uncertainty, I feel like I'm waking up, like the world may be waking up with a fresh pair of eyes. The question that arose from within, as clear as the plain, free blue skies now, is this: that what if the coronavirus is the ultimate pause and reset button? And what if going within is the only way right now? As a society, we have been on a trajectory that is simply not sustainable. The frequently changing economic growth is impossible, and GDP is, I feel, just a poor measure of a country's wellness. Mother Nature has been crying out for help to no avail. Our school systems are outdated. Our values are out of whack. We worship the wrong heroes. We are overly materialistic and have forgotten the simple pleasures, the things which matter most. We are connected, but more disconnected than ever. Suicide and mental health issues are on the rise. We are creating only with the intent to monetize or go viral. We don't acknowledge our neighbors or the difficulties of fellow humans. We have forgotten how to plant food, how to properly nourish our bodies. Excuse me. We stopped moving for the joy of it, but only in, you know, aim of getting the perfect beach body or not moving at all. In a world driven by progress, we have forgotten how to be still. We avoid and distract because we don't know how to sit with discomfort and uncertainty and unsurety. We lost the art of conversation. We talk to be heard rather than hold space to listen and understand. We have energized our fears and ego rather than our inner guidance, our intuitions. We've taken our loved ones for granted. We chase money, thinking it will, you know, bring us happiness, or we delay our happiness to some point in the future, you know, when I get insert your wish here, -- so and so, I will be happy. We forgot we are part of a community which includes nature. And yet, a worldwide pandemic may just save us. We wanted more time. We've been praying for change. Well, here it is. Just not in the way we expected. We are no longer looking to the stock market as an indicator of our society's wellness. Utilities, mortgages, bills, loans, and the likes have been suspended and evictions banned. Most governments are trying to find ways to protect their people, including small business owners. Health, safety, security, and mental wellness are taking precedent over profit for possibly the first time ever. We have no choice but to question our spending habits. Will we finally see that money and the economy are volatile institutions to build a society upon or rest our happiness on? From the safety of our homes, we watch as the air clears in China and as Venice canals shimmer in emerald green. As humans have retreated, nature is flourishing. Mother Nature is showing us that she can recover when given the chance. Is it possible we emerge from our homes with a new understanding of our connection to and impact on the natural world? Will we be more willing to acknowledge and protect it, less likely to take it for granted? Children are at home with their parents and siblings, maybe learning the school curriculum, having the chance to be kids, you know, or even to learn some useful skills like baking, cooking, cleaning. Yesterday I watched, from a distance of course, a mother in, you know, their garden with her two young children, pointing out the names of plants to them. Is this not learning? Universities are offering courses for free. Could this not be the new norm? People in every field, from literature and the sciences to art and music, are offering their skills, services, or courses for free, or rather very less price. A new currency, right? Isolated at home, I oddly feel more connected than ever. I've been cautiously contacting friends, few family members, and we are talking, really talking and listening. We talk of true and very real fears, but still, the conversation cycle back to hope. During some of the darkest phases of my life, I never reached out to talk, but now it's as if knowing that everyone is going through the same thing has inspired me to forget self and reach out or respond, right? I'm generally not the person to reach out, but I respond. So when this passes, we need to remember that no matter what we are going through, we are never alone. Someone has been through it. Someone is going through it. Someone will stand by our side as we navigate it. We are self-isolating at the financial detriment to ourselves, but for the greater good of the community, right? Initiatives are springing up everywhere in the aim of helping our neighbors, the elderly, the vulnerable members of society. We can finally see who the true heroes are. Not the Insta stars, but instead scientists, doctors, nurses, teachers, bus drivers, people working in supermarkets, all of the unskilled workers are the ones keeping our society functioning, putting their health on the line for the whole. These are the real heroes. People are standing at their windows, sending out rounds of applause to these unsung heroes. So can we please remember this when the new normalcy returns? I see empty shelves, in the plant sections, that is fruits and vegetables, and think, yes, we are remembering that we can plant our own food and try to live more sustainably. We are choosing food that has actual nutritional value instead of processed crap. Confined to our homes, we are realizing we have taken movement for granted and are vowing never to do so again, right? Those of us who can are getting out in nature, appreciating it with a new pair of eyes, aware that it is a luxury that can be taken from us anytime. Those who can't are finding new and creative ways to move at home that don't cost a thing. We are creating for the sake of creating because it is what we were born to do. Not just to make money or become YouTube famous, but because it's what is written on our hearts. How many books, poems, paintings are going to be born during this time? We are all turning to the arts to keep us, you know, entertained and sane. Does this mean we can finally dismiss the notion that there is no value in the arts? People are laughing, you know, performing concerts from their living rooms and balconies, or hanging out of their windows to sing to their neighbors. Even as I speak, there's a smile. We are filling the darkness with so much light and joy that it makes me want to cry and has redeemed my faith in humanity. With so much uncertainty, we are finally realizing the truth. We have no control over the future. We never did. All we ever have is now. And it is up to us what we do with it. Happiness is a choice. We have remembered that we are not alone, that we are one big beautiful community, and we are in this together. Isolation is also forcing us to be still. We may not like the uncertainty and, you know, discomfort that arises, but if we can sit with it, lean into it, we may inch toward healing old wounds. If we breathe into the stillness, we may even rediscover our inner guidance, our intuition, that little voice that whispers from our heart and knows what our soul needs. The same voice we have tried to silence or ignore for so long. There is a space and need for this wisdom. So will we listen? Everything we are seeing right now is proof that in times of darkness, we can still find love, joy, and beauty if we look. And if we can't find it, then we can become it, right? We can be it. Yes, there will always be some people operating from fear. But I see more people shining a light in the dark, and I have hope. Yes, there are people facing real life stresses, particularly financial. But we are all in this together. It is not just one person or one country going through this. It's a whole globe. It is happening worldwide. So we will find solutions. We have to, right? The system may crash, but isn't that what we wanted? Isn't that what we called out for? Isn't that what we need to create real change? The question isn't, you know, how are we going to survive this? Because we have already seen how we are going to survive this. And the answer is together, right? The real questions should be, what are we going to do with this time? What are we going to learn from this? How are we going to build a better future together? In nature, some trees need fire for their seeds to sprout. Maybe we need everything we know to burn so we can start afresh. And that's why I think, I feel that going within is the only way out right now. The kingdom of God is available to you in the here and the now. But the question is, whether you are available to the kingdom. Our practice is to make ourselves ready for the kingdom so that it can manifest in the here and the now. You don't need to die in order to enter the kingdom of heaven. In fact, you have to be truly alive in order to do so. As said by Thich Nhat Hanh. Forced isolation, financial and health concerns, fear of scarcity, fear of the future as a whole. We are living during chaotic governments ruled by science deniers who say we are overreacting and that climate change isn't something to worry about until, let's say, 20 years from now. How did it come to this so fast? Yes, we are there, my friends. It's reality, and it's been a warning for a long time. We are being destructive to our planet. So we all knew it was just a matter of time. No, I'm not going to talk about the dangers of COVID-19 or, you know, other possible pandemics in the near future. We already know too much about all that. At least I hope we are all getting informed, right? This message is a simple reminder that we need to breathe. I'm here to remind you to make space for some meditation during these chaotic times. Come on, like I can think of meditation. I don't even know if I'll have roof over my head a few months from now, right? I totally understand the resistance. to going within right now. Trust me, I am struggling with that too. I close my eyes, take a few deep breaths, and soon, like, I'm back thinking about work and, you know, if I'll be able to afford to pay this and that and blah blah. But then I decide I owe myself some time. The bills can wait a few minutes, can't they? My family can be put on hold and get distracted for a few minutes, can't they? My sensitive soul needs healing right now, and so does yours. It's not only Mother Earth that needs healing. You do too. We all do. We need to accept this. The sooner the better. I like to say that nothing can bring us closer to the divine than meditation. Prayer can do it too for some. But you know, I have always thought there's something special about meditating. I had resisted it for a long time, believe me. But when I started doing, yes, I had a newfound faith in it. When times are hard, when my heart gets small with so much fear and anxiety, I remember a meditation I listened by Ibrahim or Esther Hicks. It was simple. It was, you know, basically told us to pay attention to our breath. That's it. Just by breathing, we could access that kingdom of God. That special place was available to us at this moment. Right here, right now. Our heaven, basically. And what a blessing our breath can be. It can bring us to a peace that already exists within ourselves. I believe that it's not until we go within that we can connect to the best version of ourselves, to the divine. John Kabat-Zinn also says that as long as you are breathing, there's more right with you than there is wrong. Let's just pause for a second and let that all sink in. The fact that you're breathing right now and you're not in a hospital hooked up with machines is a blessing in itself. The fact that you're not contaminated with a deadly virus right now is also a blessing. You can even have the coronavirus right now and still feel blessed for feeling better than most who are extremely ill in hospitals waiting for a hospital bed to lay on. The point is, we're so blessed to be right here, right now, going through this and still breathing and still with a roof above our heads. So it's time we use that breath to give us light. It's time we connected with the real kingdom of God, to connect with our essence, our flourishing soul. So I invite you to do a simple loving kindness practice. so you can find your balance and also your heart in those difficult times. In fact, it's such a simple practice that you can adapt it as much as you want. You can make it shorter, longer, even turn it into a walking meditation. You know, if you're still allowed to walk alone outside. First, start with your breath. Sit in a comfortable position. Feel the heaviness of your body adjusting to the floor as you start the practice. Then bring your attention to your breath. For a few minutes, just pay attention to the breathing. Notice how the air leaving the nostrils seems warmer than the air that comes in. Notice the details about the simple act of just breathing in and out. Air breathing in and air breathing out. Air breathing in and air breathing out. Then I want you to focus on your heart. Offer yourself some loving kindness. Focus on gratitude. Thank you, heart, for keeping me alive. Thank you for beating right now. Nice and strong. You can thank different parts of your body if you want. That is a great way to ground. The next, say this simple mantra to yourself and feel free to modify it as needed. May I be joyful and healthy. May I be peaceful in those difficult times. May I be of service to others. May I bring light and hope to the world. May I see myself with eyes of love and compassion. May I know who I really am. Spend a few minutes offering yourself some loving kindness. When you feel that beautiful and powerful energy in your heart center, you will know that both your body and soul are grounded. You have found balance. After that, why not offer what you have to this world? Send some loving kindness to everyone. Imagine everyone in their best versions, living life in their fullest potential, helping one another through difficult times, connecting, sharing love and support. You can change the mantra and use you to include everyone on this planet. May you be joyful and healthy. May you be peaceful in those difficult times. May you be of service to others. May you bring light and hope to the world. May you see yourself with eyes of love. May you know who you really are. Because at the end of the day, we are on a journey of self-discovery and progress. Many are still sleeping, unawakened. But we can wake them up and invite them to hop along, right? I truly believe that we raise the vibration of the planet by meditating. And if we all do this, we are going to transmute a lot of fear and panic into love, compassion, and support. Things won't magically be perfect, but we will be able to ride the waves without drowning, at least, right? Everyone holds one another's hands and we can get much further. Let us not distance ourselves from who we really are in those times of forced social distance. We may actually have an important tool in hands now. More time. We may have more time, so let's not only spend it binging on Netflix, books and games and magazines. Let's also be of service. You know, you can always call a friend who may be suffering now. You may offer to pick up prescriptions and groceries for the elderly. You may reach out to your neighbors and simply ask if they need anything. There's so much we can do. But at the end of the day, even if we can't do much, one thing is for sure, we can always meditate, right? And we should. Love yourself enough, love others enough to find your balance. Believe me, everyone will benefit from it. So are you ready to start your practice now? Remember, going within, you go much further. I know it is going to get worse before it gets better. But I have hope we will get through this together. So stay safe, healthy, and sane. Be the light for someone else and remember to breathe. This too shall pass. Pause and reset. That was all for today. Stay tuned till my next episode. The purpose is to share and spread love. God bless you in your beautiful journey of life. And thank you so much for listening. Please feel free to comment below and don't forget to like, share, and subscribe. Have a good time.